So let's all receive Pastor Aaron by saying amen. 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 God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glad to be here. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the Lord you love him.
We love you, Lord.
Tell him you love him.
We love you, Lord.
Shut your eyes and say, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glad to be here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I listened to the pastor when he got on Eve. We were always getting in trouble when we do that, huh? But I can say, well, all the women in the church say, it ain't our fault.
It ain't our fault.
Huh? Come on, it's not.
It's not.
It ain't our fault.
It ain't our fault.
That's right. Say, we were just a weaker vessel. Oh, you ain't going to say that, huh? Y'all think you think Satan is a dummy? He ain't no dummy.
No.
You notice he didn't go to Adam, huh?
No.
Yeah, he didn't go to him because God told him not to.
Y'all can't blame us for anything we
did. It ain't your fault. I agree with you. It ain't your fault. We're just the weaker vessels. Yeah, the devil. You know, he knows. He knows who to go to and who to trick.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus, but. God made a way for us to be free from that bondage.
Yes.
He made a way. This is what the world don't understand. God made a way for us to be freed from what Adam did to us.
Amen.
Adam did it.
Yes.
He's the blame. Jesus blamed him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And so God made a way. Through the ages, he put a plan together. And came down here himself.
Mm-hmm.
How did he come down here himself?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Then who?
Jesus.
Well, who's Jesus?
God.
God, how is he God? I'm going to mess with you.
Spirit.
Spirit? Y'all, come on now. What's the matter?
He was the word.
God sent his word down here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that makes Jesus who?
God.
How is he God? Because he's the Word of God.
Yes. Amen.
There's no separation there.
Amen.
God is a what?
Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And what was with God?
The Word was
with
God.
The Word was God. Come on, Anna, who?
The Word was God.
Come on now. So that makes Jesus who?
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the same.
He got off his throne, and came down here.
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder in my mind, did he really wanted to come down here? Because he loved it where he was.
Oh, yeah, he was nice.
My home is beautiful.
It was nice.
But I'm going to go on down there, and I'm going to save these humans. Thank you, Jesus, huh? I'm going to save them. I'm going to give them a chance to still live with me.
Yes.
Although they just disobedient and won't do what I say and what I say not to do.
Yes.
I'm going to give them my life.
Yes.
And what happened after Jesus gave his life?
He
rose again. What happened after Jesus came down here, stayed down here?
He went back home.
Well, he went back home. So when he went back home, what happened?
He sent the Holy Ghost.
He sent the Holy Ghost and told us about the baptism in Jesus' name. Huh?
Yes.
But what happened after Jesus went back to heaven and sat on his throne? The world went back to Adam's ways. Look at the church. Huh? Huh? See the church?
Yeah.
If they love Jesus, they'd be here.
Yes.
They would.
Huh? But
amen.
Then,
amen.
If they understand or understood what Jesus came here to do for them, they'll be here. Church will be full.
Alright, I got you.
Ain't nobody got time for who?
Jesus.
Got time for the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah.
Don't be out there hollering. Come on. You go, they'll fight you over their team.
Yeah.
My goodness, huh?
That's right.
But Jesus came down here and got on a tree and died.
Hallelujah.
Just to free us from sin.
Yeah.
Giving us a chance to do what?
To go with him.
Live with him.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
All right.
You know, Venus, the moon, the sun, huh? All those planets up there, those stars we've been looking at all this time. One day I'm going to pass by them.
Go past them.
And Jesus said, when he comes again, we're going to be on a what?
Cloud.
All of us going to be on a cloud.
Hallelujah.
Sitting on a cloud, following Jesus to heaven.
Hallelujah.
And say, look at Venus.
Yeah.
Look at the moon. Huh? Look at all those stars we've been looking at.
Uh-huh.
That's where that's all, huh? Fast. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to get deep in this? It's deep. The world don't have time for Jesus. Got time for everything else. God has to make something happen to get somebody to come to church.
Amen.
And when something happens, this has to happen, it lasts for 6 months.
Yeah.
If that long.
Huh?
If that long.
Thank you, Jesus. Big earthquake shake the ground. It scares me.
Yeah.
And I got Jesus. Hallelujah. And we'll shake the ground and tap everything. The church going to be full. That church over there too full. I'm going over there to that one. They got some seats. I'm going to live safe.
Hallelujah.
6 months go by.
Back again.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing happening. You got to send a hurricane now. It's something. Make something happen in the life.
Yes.
But I don't want that to happen. I serve God freely.
Yes. Amen.
I thank the Lord for my mother and my father.
Yes.
They thought I wasn't going to be nothing.
Yes.
They thought I wasn't listening.
Yes.
They thought I wasn't paying attention.
Yes,
yes I was.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes, I was paying attention. And since age 16, I've been running for Jesus. That song is, I'm a witness.
Uh-huh.
I'm a witness.
Yes.
I'm a sanctified witness. That's where I am. Thank you, Jesus. I've been running for Jesus ever since.
Amen.
Lord, don't have to drop no bomb talk or lightning strike. But if my people tell me to go to church, I'm going to church. So I'm going to worship God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Give my life to God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want no disaster in my life. I got to praise God. No. If you got up this morning yourself. Most people think when they wake up, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't. Thank you, Jesus. Alarm clock. Ain't no alarm clock. I sleep through a alarm clock. I beat the alarm clock ringing.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I know who got me out of the bed.
Amen.
See, I know. See, some people don't understand. You know, if you just think about it.
Think about it.
One man was in the bed in Florida. I guess he was sleeping good. Just sleeping so good. You had to. Sleeping good, the ground opened up and swallowed him, took his house and him too.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
They ain't found him yet.
He woke up. He probably woke up going down. Wow. Too late. Ain't fine. He gone. He swallowed up in the ground. I don't want y'all to have to worry about. I don't want to worry about stuff like that. If I sinkhole open up and swallow me, I know I served you guys. So take my soul.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Take my soul. This happened. Thank you, Jesus. Don't want the disaster to make you come and serve the Lord.
Yes.
Serve the Lord. The Lord loves willing people.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Cheerful people.
Yes.
Happy people.
Yes.
Loving people.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. People that's obeying him, you know, his word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I better shut up, huh?
I love you.
Jesus, I love you, huh? What you say, Pastor?
Jesus, I love you.
Come on, y'all. Don't you hear the Pastor? Y'all going to join in with him?
Jesus, I love you.
I love you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thinking about
yes.
it.
Amen. Thank you.
Lord. You know, it's a way you can prove yourself to God. When you say, God, I love you, you don't have to just be lip service. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Show
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Show it. Thank you, Jesus. God gave me a scripture here, and it might go along with what I've been searching kind of on, but y'all just have to bear with me. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are apostolic.
Yes.
Apostolic people. Apostolic means that we follow the doctrine of the apostles. Thank you, Jesus. We believe the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. What the word of God says and tell us what to do. And you know, the Bible is like a treasure map.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
All right.
A treasure map. God left a treasure map here with us.
Yes.
You seen that movie? What that movie called?
National Treasure.
How they was running and they thought they was finding. They had their little spots and everything. That's what God did to us. You know, if He wanted to, He could just went bam, and we gone.
Mm-hmm.
He could have did that, but yet He came down and gave us a treasure, man. He got, you know, Jesus have a sense of humor.
Yeah, he does.
Huh?
Yeah.
If you read the Bible, get in there and read and what he's saying and stuff, sometimes it'll mess you up, you know. But you go away again and go away again and
uh-huh.
start talking to Jesus, Lord, help me to understand this. What you're saying? You know? Ask God, what is you saying? And he'll show you.
Yes.
He'll show you exactly. It's like a treasure map. Thank you, Jesus. We got to search, huh? Mm-hmm. The Bible.
Yes.
Don't just read the Bible. Search the Bible. Get down in it and dig. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to find my scripture. I know I got here. Dig in the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. I told you I had two or three messages here. But it's a map. And everybody is not going to understand. He said, it's everybody that say, Lord, Lord, what? It's not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. He said that. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
He said it. He's the one that said it. I'm going to mess up my scripture here, talking too much and counting on, but y'all. Yeah. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. It's one of these messages in here that I was scratching my head on all week. And then now he done got me all messed up. I got to see which one he want me to do. Thank you, Jesus. But it's a scripture on the I am the true vine. Thank you, Jesus. But I got it. Y'all go with me, 15th chapter of John. We're not going to try to be here too long, but, you know, if God take over, I ain't nothing I can do about it. So just have to just hang in there. Thank you, Jesus. St. John 15, chapter 15? 15.
First verse.
Yeah. Thank you. Jesus left us a treasure map. That's what it is, a treasure map. And this treasure map is to get you where?
To heaven.
What's the prize? They were looking for money and gold or whatever. Our treasure map is to get us where?
To heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Don't y'all want to live with Jesus?
I do.
Huh?
I do.
Yeah. I want to live with Jesus. I want to leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. 1 Corinthians, I believe 9. I'm just going to read a verse here. You know, when you get to this verse, it's the 24th verse of 1 Corinthians 9.
1 Corinthians 9:24.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to take this verse and just hold on to this verse. When you find it, it reads like this: Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?
Mm-hmm.
But one received the prize.
So run
that ye what?
May obtain.
What's your prize?
Eternal life.
Huh? You want a fancy house?
Mm-hmm.
10, 15 cars in the driveway? That's not the prize I'm looking for.
Eternal life with Jesus.
See, first of all, I want to make it there.
Mm-hmm.
And then eternal life is going to be there for me. Not only eternal life going to be there for me, what else is going to be there for me? A crown. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody on this earth that's breathing has a crown laid up for them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Save or not save. Y'all catch that?
Amen.
Huh? Has a crown. For them. With the what on?
Name.
With the name on. But if you forfeit, your crown ain't going to be there for you.
All right.
You got to erase it. Take it out. Well, that one didn't make it. Can you picture him up there? He's busy. Huh? He's a busy guy.
Writing and subtracting.
Yeah.
Taking out.
Yeah. I tell you, I think when I think of when he did come down here, I think maybe it was a vacation for him when he came down. Gave him some rest. He was dealing with people way before we was, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he needed a vacation from home and came down here. But boy, when he stayed down here with us, he was glad to get out of here. And the disciples were sad.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to die? Huh? No. Soldiers coming. Peter was bad.
Yeah.
He was bad. Huh?
I'm gonna protect you.
He was bad with the sword. Now you gotta be precise to whip out your sword and cut off a soldier's ear.
Amen.
Huh? Now he was mad. Ain't no soldier finna mess with Jesus. You ain't mess with Jesus. I don't think so. They came to get him. No. Jesus said, no, son. He said, son, I just. That's what my father always said to his son. Don't do that. He went down there and picked the ear up. The Bible says he put it back on the soldier's ear.
Put it back on.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
No stitches.
No stitches,
huh? Snap it back
uh-huh.
up there.
But he came down here not to stay.
Yeah.
He had no intention of staying on this earth.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But he left a treasure map for us to make it to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, Paul was letting him know, he looked at it like it was a race.
Yes.
The race is what? What is the race?
Living saved.
Living saved. Mm-hmm. The race, the fighting Satan. Everything Satan wants you to do, don't do.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
That's the race. And the prize is waiting for you. Everybody got a crown in heaven with their name on it.
Hallelujah.
Until they forfeit it. You forfeit your crown if you die in sin. Thank you, Jesus. You
Amen.
Keep your crown if you die in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got that?
Amen.
I have to make sure you got that. You got that?
Hallelujah.
You die in sin, you forfeit your crown.
Yes.
Jesus erased it. How he erased it? You know, I look at Jesus as a what? He's a bookkeeper. He's a bookkeeper.
Amen.
He don't have no angels next to him keeping books. Huh? He's the accountant. He's the one. When somebody dies in sin, that's him. Hmm? Somebody die in Jesus or in him. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Yeah, well, you make it. Your crown is preserved for you.
All right.
Jesus wants you what?
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive. See, God, Jesus. You must be listening to me talk to myself when I was on something. Hallelujah. Jesus wants you dead or alive. Thank you, Jesus. Live, living upright, walking upright, obeying His word.
Yes.
Huh? And when He comes to get you, He's going to take you home.
Yes.
If you die in Him, rest, huh? In Jesus,
yes.
You don't have to worry about this everyday PG&E and bills and all ambulances and fires and all this mess that's going on in this world. You freed from it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You freed from all this stuff. Waiting on who?
Waiting on Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I like to pick on I just like to get people to participate. Y'all, I ain't getting up here preaching by myself. Y'all gonna help me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. No. Jesus said, I am the true who?
True vine.
And my father is what?
The husbandman.
How's his father is the husbandman? Jesus said, He said, I am the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
And my father what?
Is the husbandman.
What did the husbandman do? Water, huh?
Yeah.
So what that make his father? He's God. He's God Almighty. God is a spirit.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm with you, huh? He's a spirit.
Yeah.
The spirit is the husbandman. Oh wait, while Jesus was on earth, his spirit was in heaven.
Amen.
Same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While he was on earth, he was God in heaven too. God is the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was down here in the flesh.
The Word.
The Word. The Word of who?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. Huh? That's three. Bear record in heaven. You heard John?
But there are three that bear record in heaven.
Yes.
The Father.
The Father.
The Word. Uh-huh. And the Holy Spirit.
Now write that down. Yeah, write that down, because I'm going to come back again maybe a month or so, and I'm going to mess with you. Thank you, Jesus.
And these three are one.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh? So Jesus came down as what?
The book. The Word.
The Word.
The Word. I could get the baby to understand this now. You know, they fresh to us. I don't know if it's old age. You know, I always get a past 50.
Uh-oh.
Huh? The Father. God is a spirit. Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. So Jesus came down as what?
Spirit of Word.
The Word.
The Word.
See, it says Father, then it says the Word.
Yes.
Jesus came down as the
Word.
The Word was made what?
Flesh.
Flesh.
Right.
Huh? Yes. God was made what?
Flesh.
Flesh.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he had came down in the spirit of Ted. Everything would have been over.
That would have been a whole
nother
conversation.
Ain't no man seen God.
That's right. Live.
Too pure. Too bright. Too powerful.
Yeah.
More powerful than a million atomic bombs. If he had came down as himself, as God,
hallelujah.
Earth and all would have been gone.
Yeah.
So he sent his what?
Son,
begotten
Son.
He sent his what?
Word.
Come on, y'all make sure you got that right now. He sent his Word down.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "I can't do nothing myself."
Yeah.
Huh?
My Father.
The flesh is sinning. I can't do nothing. I can't say nothing. I can't do nothing until the conscience. Who?
God
is the conscience.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He don't know, the Word don't know what the conscience is going to say until the conscience tell it.
All right.
Now, y'all got that?
All right.
I mean that is powerful.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You have just got real close to X mark.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the treasure is?
The spot.
That's how close you are. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Thank you, Jesus. There is only one what?
One God.
There ain't no three gods.
Amen.
Man try to break him up and split him up and try to say, I had one person tell me that God had a wife up there and they had a baby and the baby was the baby Jesus. Huh?
Yeah, they'll say that.
I just kept my mouth shut. I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to go ahead and eat my lunch. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God was all by himself, nobody else.
That's right.
And he didn't need no wife.
No.
He can do anything.
Almighty God.
Nothing is impossible for him to do. He didn't need no wife. So he sent his son.
Yes.
That messed people up. Some people get messed up with the son part, just can't get past the son part. Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That's right.
How?
The Father.
Uh-huh.
Create.
Jesus, God is the Father, right? The Father. And what?
The Word.
The Word.
The Word of God.
God made his Word his Son.
Yes. Yes.
See, that's why people can't get past God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. They don't got to the part. God so loved the world that he sent his Son. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible said his only what?
Begotten.
What is God's only begotten?
Himself.
He had nobody but himself.
Himself.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why he wants some company.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why Jesus wants some company. He wants company.
Amen.
You think God won't be lonely? Huh? He wants company.
Yep.
So he came down here as a what? True what?
True vine.
And the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, is the what? They're the same. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible. Trinity. Is the word Trinity is not in the Bible.
No.
Look in the Bible and see can you find Trinity. What Trinity mean that God and the Son and the Holy Ghost is three different separate? No, they're not. We talking about one power.
One power.
Thank you, Jesus. Said every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he what?
Take it away.
Who is he? The husbandman, the power, the spirit of God. Hallelujah. And every branch that beareth fruit, what?
He purges it.
He purges it. Why he purges it?
Because he wants it to bring forth.
He's taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got a peach tree at home, and that tree came up with some big old peaches. Woo! Has big sweet peaches, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's all over, you got to go out there and prune it.
Yeah.
I never go out there and prune them. I just take them anyway, eat them anyway. But if you go out there and prune that tree, the next year you're going to have some big peaches.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the husbandman, which is the what?
Yeah.
Spirit
of God, Jesus himself,
yeah,
back in heaven, huh? He is the husbandman. Y'all got that?
Amen.
He's the husband. I don't know. I'm just surprised at you, but Ted, I just follow Jesus. Y'all just got to go. Come on now. Hallelujah, huh? Hallelujah. He pruned that tree, and more fruit come where? Forth.
Right.
Now ye are cleansed through,
the word.
Huh?
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Was God prophesying? Huh?
Amen.
He was prophesying something when he leave here. He going to leave what here?
His word.
He left his word here.
Mm-hmm.
See, they had to put the word down on paper, you know, to make it a treasure map. That's what he did. Because he had a man that was real quiet, that followed him around. One point, Peter had to tell him, Jesus, who is this following us? And Jesus had to tell him, don't worry about him following us. Just leave him alone. You know? And this brother is following him around. He was a scholar. Everything Jesus did,
or said,
miracles and everything. Yeah.
Writing them down.
Y'all know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Luke.
Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Luke is the writer.
Yes.
And everything that Jesus did, he followed him.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And Jesus warned Luke, come on. Can you imagine? Got his paper,
yeah,
you know.
Recording.
Writing down whatever Jesus did, huh? See, Luke was writing the treasure map.
Mm-hmm.
He was recording everything that Jesus did.
Yes.
Because Jesus wanted us to be saved.
Hallelujah.
It's not a hard treasure, man. It's not hard. You know, all you got to do is read it. Thank you, Jesus. Did Jesus say, abide in me? Huh?
Yes.
Because I am what?
In you.
And I in you.
I am you.
Why do you got to abide in Jesus?
Well, because you can't bear fruit.
He can't bear no fruit.
You can't do nothing without.
You want to abide in him because he's the husbandman.
That's right. Leave
you want to abide in Jesus.
Amen.
Because you want to stay close to Jesus.
Amen.
My best buddy is Jesus.
Hmm.
I will take Jesus before glory.
Amen.
Sorry about that, Gloria. I don't know what to say about you. Jesus is first. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and I in you, huh?
Yes.
A lot of people saying I'm in Jesus, but is Jesus in you?
Right.
How is Jesus in you?
The Holy Ghost.
The called the what?
The Spirit.
Jesus called the Holy Ghost something, huh?
Comforter.
He's the Comforter.
Hallelujah.
That's three bear witnesses in heaven. What's the third one?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yep.
I will send you the Comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do that. I sure wish I could finish this because this is good. Y'all are listening to this now. He had to send us a Comforter.
Yes.
Huh? He had to fix it where I'm gone and while I'm on my throne as God, I can still be inside of you.
All right.
Because the reason why I'm speaking for Jesus. He just got me down. The reason why I got to be inside of you, because you're human.
All right.
You still like Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The devil going to mess with you.
Yeah.
The devil going to antagonize you.
Yeah.
Day and night if he could. Huh?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in you.
Mm-hmm.
Know why? He felt sorry for humans. Jesus felt sorry for us, but Ted,
yeah.
We needed some help. I don't know about y'all. I need help.
Yeah. Amen.
I made it to the promise. You know, that Jesus said he's going to give us the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost to help me. I don't know about y'all.
Keep me.
When I get out of bed, I need the Spirit of God inside me
to keep me
going.
That's right.
Don't y'all lose me. Don't y'all lose me.
Amen.
I'm coming there. I'm getting there. Take Jesus, huh? That's what he said. And abide in you.
Mm-hmm.
As branch what cannot bear fruit of itself. Y'all hear that?
Uh-huh.
You can't do nothing for yourself. You cannot do nothing by yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Try it.
All
right. Yeah. Try to do it by yourself. You're going to mess up.
Every time.
I need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, except it abide in the vine,
mm-hmm.
some of us, no more what?
Can ye abide in
the vine. Uh-huh. And then what?
He said, I am the vine.
Jesus said who?
He is the vine.
See, he's using a grapevine.
Uh-huh.
That's a vine, huh? There's many kinds of vines. There's other kinds of vines. But just a grapevine, let me tell you something. The worst vine that I totally don't like is a blackberry vine.
Ooh.
Lord have mercy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They are horrible.
Blackberry vine, they go this way, that way, all kind of ways. That's why Jesus used this.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
There's going to be many branches, you know, going on this way. You can take a blackberry vine and go out there and dig it up. I know I got that blackberry vine, huh? Ain't coming up no more. I got you. Thank you, Jesus. I had to. My mom made me go out there and dig them up. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the vine's got a secret, though. You think you got me, huh? Nah. They root underneath the dirt.
Deep.
Huh? They root
deep.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, I clean all those vines over here. Kind of dug them all up, and over there, that vine's popping up. So Jesus knows he was talking about the vine.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. He left plenty of room, for anybody that want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And he'll take care of you. Thank you. He'll take care. This is a lesson that, Lord, you're going to get me in trouble. These people are going to get me. Hallelujah. He that what? Abided in me.
And I in him,
and what?
The same.
Bring forth good fruit.
Much fruit.
Talking about a saint of God that caught on.
Mm.
You caught on, you rooted, huh? You in the vine, you living right, you listening to his word, you obeying his word, huh?
Mm.
Don't y'all get quiet on me.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
This is what he's saying. What did he say, though? Go, come on.
Well, without me,
he
can do nothing.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, what?
Without me.
So, Jesus said, without me, now he said that my father was the husbandman.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jesus just said, without me, you can't what?
Do nothing.
Wait, it can't be no two gods. It's got to be
one. Got to be the same.
One God speaking.
Without me, what?
You can do nothing.
You can't get to him without
him. Amen. You can't, because he is God. When you get to Jesus, you don't got to God.
Hallelujah.
The disciples said, show us the Father that it will suffice us. We don't understand. Show us the Father. You talk about this Father all the time. We can't see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show us the Father. It'll satisfy us. You just show us the Father. And Jesus said,
how long have I been with
you? See, I told you got a sense of humor, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have not been so long with you.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't caught on yet.
Huh?
What did that say? What did Jesus just say?
I'm right in your face.
I've been here all the time.
Right in your face.
Thank you, Jesus. Walking with you, we slept on the ground and we ate, had breakfast together, and went out to the multitude and all.
Yeah,
went fishing. I ate some of the fish y'all ate. I've been here all the time.
All the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where you been?
I'm here. And without me, you can't what?
Do nothing.
Do nothing means you can't get out of bed by yourself.
That's right.
Just think about that. You wake up in the morning. You know how everybody do the snooker and everything else. You know, think, you know, you get up in the morning, come thank you, Jesus. Gotta throw some water on your face to get you to wake up. Oh, I gotta get some coffee. Oh, huh? Mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you? Long talk, whatever you want to use. Can't do nothing without who?
Jesus.
Because I am the what?
True vine.
And I am the what?
Husbandman.
Hallelujah. I keep it going. But Jesus was talking about saints. Mm-hmm. People that's going to obey his word. Thank you, Jesus. Obey the command that he gave the disciples when he told them to go and baptize. Hallelujah. And some people think that Jesus was talking about baptizing titles.
Yeah.
That's not what he was saying. He said baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Yes.
And what?
The name.
And what?
The name of the Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is not a name.
Amen.
It's a title.
Yes.
And God didn't tell them to go baptize nobody in no titles.
Amen.
Baptizing in what?
The name of Jesus.
It's only one name that we recognize in that verse. And what that name was?
Jesus.
Jesus, the Word of God, was here.
Amen.
Baptize them in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
See, Jesus knew in the future we was going to need this scripture.
Yes.
To let us know, I can't make it by myself.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer that I can't make it by myself. I got to have the help of the Lord. If ye abide in me and my word, y'all hear that?
Uh-huh.
Abide where?
In you.
And then what he said?
You will ask what you will.
What you will.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be done unto you.
Did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what Jesus said?
He said it. And you cannot lie.
You abide in me and I in you. You can ask what?
What you will.
You said it right there. Herein is my Father what? Glorified. Mm-hmm. That ye bear
much fruit.
So what?
So shall ye be my disciples.
Thank you, Jesus. As the Father have loved me, the Spirit have loved the flesh, which was the Word. So what?
So if I love you.
Continue ye in my what?
My love.
If ye keep my what?
Commandments.
Ye shall what?
Abide in my love.
Even what?
As I accept my Father's commandments.
Hallelujah.
And abide in his love.
Thank you, Jesus. These things have I spoken unto you.
That my joy might be remain in you.
That your joy might be full.
Thank you, Jesus. He said my joy first, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. This is my commandment. That ye love one another. Sister just said that before. So you confirmed this message where when you got up and said what you said. Thank you, that we love one another.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And what else?
As I have loved you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Greater love,
yes.
That a man laid down his life for his friend.
Yeah, who laid down his life for his friend?
Jesus
did.
Hallelujah.
You may what?
Thank you, Jesus.
Ye are my friend.
Did you hear what Jesus said?
If you do whatsoever I command.
He didn't leave that out, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Can't just be my friend.
All right.
He said, if you what?
Do whatever I command.
Do whatever I command. It's easy.
Hallelujah.
Huh? It's easy. Yes. If you read the Bible and the Jesus and the apostles tell us everything we need to do.
Amen.
To make it to that treasure map.
Amen.
Because one day, we're going to reach that treasure map.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is going to come down out of the sky. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to do what with us? I like to say, I like y'all to talk. Come on. He's going to come out of the sky. What are you going to do? He's coming to get us.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's coming to take us home.
Yeah.
Thank you. I preach holiness. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to take holiness to get us where Jesus is.
Thank you, Jesus.
His word cleanses us. That's why you got to read it. That's why you got to come and listen to it. It cleanses up. It cleans our soul.
Yes.
Thank you. It's the bread from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He said it, huh? He said, I am the bread from where?
Yeah.
It's yet the bread from heaven. He wasn't talking about no cornbread or no hot water. He wasn't talking about no, huh? He was talking about his body.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
He wasn't talking about no fried bread. What's that? Hot water cornbread? Much as I love it. Thank you, Jesus. Nah. Nah. He was talking about his body. His body is the word. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it's wonderful. I just love the Word of God. Because I know if the devil start messing with me, all I got to do is find me a scripture and start reading, he leave me alone.
Yeah.
Amen.
He can't stand the Word of God.
That's right.
Demons, you know, sometimes he try to be slick, huh? Instead of him coming, he'll send some demons.
Yeah.
And then demons, you know, I mean, I know what to do.
Uh-huh.
What you do when them demons come and mess with you? They're going to mess with you.
Yeah.
You call who?
Jesus.
You gonna call on Jesus because of why?
Because he will demons tremble.
They tremble.
Come
on now.
They scared.
God, he's a mighty good God. He have a sense of humor, but he knew. He understood humans. Humans is gonna be humans. No matter what, whether they're president, the governor or whatever. They're going to be human.
Yep.
But he found a way to help us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And he sent the comforter, which is himself, his spirit, to dwell inside of us.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to constantly seek the spirit of God. You can't stop. Just because you went down in Jesus' name, repent of your sins, and receive the Holy Ghost. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, which we got to have. Without the Holy Ghost, we can't do nothing. Huh, y'all got me?
Yeah.
You can't do nothing. So we got to have the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But after receiving the Holy Ghost, you got to do what? You got to fight to keep it.
That's right.
See, when you fall in love with Jesus, huh?
Yes.
When you find out how good of a friend Jesus is,
yes,
you long for the presence of God.
Yes.
Cause you don't know, nobody had to tell me to pray. Nobody had to tell me how to seek God. I seek God for myself.
Yes.
You feel like, you feel like a heron arrow. He got the heron in them and stuff. They get that. They go down and stuff. When they go down, they want some more heron. I'm the same way with Jesus. I'm the same way. I tell people, I'm a Holy Ghost junkie.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
Because I got to have it.
It's
going to take the Holy Ghost to lift me off this ground to go with Jesus. This body ain't going nowhere. See, they got a thing that's called gravity. Y'all watch the science station, huh? Gravity holds this mess down. You know why it holds this mess down?
Because
God don't want nothing to do with it. He don't want it up there with him. Thank you, Jesus. So he put the Holy Ghost down inside of us to fix it, where we can come out of this body, and we're going to float on up with Jesus,
right,
and we're going to sit on the cloud.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. But Ted,
we're
going to sit on the cloud.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to pass by Jupiter.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's stuff we ain't seen. If you watch the science station, you find out what's up there. It's planets up there. They don't even know the name.
Yeah.
They look up there. Ooh, that's another planet. Let's call it Sarah. Ooh, that's planet Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, they name this planet. Say, well, if that's Sarah, one day I'm going to pass Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, and go beyond the sky. The universe is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Do you think for 1 minute that God is going to allow man to build a spaceship to come where he is?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
they
so.
Definitely going to run out of gas trying to do that. They're going to run out of gas. We calculated wrong. But Jesus fixed it. I always tell a person, when you look up in the sky and you see all them stars and planets, what you can see, now you did that, think behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, I got that from Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, I got that from Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? Nobody told me this. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Think behind it.
Uh-huh.
Go beyond that sky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And I preach going with Jesus, brother. I'm so tired. I preach. I long for it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm hungry for it, huh?
Yes.
It's my dream.
Yes.
It's my hope.
Yes.
It's my hope.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
my
you.
Hope to be with you. Y'all hear me get up here all the time? I talk about going away.
Yeah.
Huh? You have to understand, I'm not selfish.
Huh? Don't
want
to go by yourself.
I want somebody to go with me.
Yes.
If I can help somebody to go with me, I'm going to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
If somebody don't want to come and listen and learn how to go up with what Jesus is, okay.
Amen.
God didn't tell me to take a bat out there and beat them in the head. Come in the church. Come in the church.
Thank you.
You didn't tell me to do that.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all all right. I appreciate it. You took the pressure off of me, you know, but joining in, Cameron. I need your help. That's why some preachers be so tired when they get to preaching. They don't allow nobody to help them. Thank you, Jesus. So that's wonderful. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward. I appreciate the visitors. And it's your third time since. It's the third, the second. Keep on coming. Don't stop coming. So how is somebody gonna learn about Jesus, huh? How are you gonna learn about Jesus if you don't come to listen?
That's right.
See, that's the only way. They say from the word, got a preacher. You gotta hear what that scripture on?
HBO. Hear, believe, and obey.
HBO. Hear this. A preacher is here. Here. We preach the truth.
Amen.
I will preach the truth even if it hurts. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Throw me out the church. Huh? I still will be hollering the proof. The truth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it kill me. Thank you, Jesus. He said, if a man, save his own life, he what? And then if he loses it, for he what?
Christ,
he gains it.
Amen.
I'm doing it for Christ.
Amen.
And he Christ cannot lie. Impossible. He can't lie. Thank you, Jesus. He promised you. Thank you. If I lose my life for preaching the gospel, this is the gospel. This is the church. Thank God. God got us here for something. Y'all know it.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He got us here. He got his ways. God's thought is not like ours, huh? He knows exactly what he's doing, huh?
Amen.
He's fine tuning it, uh-huh.
Amen.
The time is going to come, and that's why we got to be ready. When the souls come in here and people come in, we got to have it together.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, to help them to understand. And that's what we're doing. I better shut up. I got to sit down. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.